The Yoruba people used to create stories to help them make sense of the world around them. It is believed that after land was made, Yemaya was a primordial spiritual entity charged by the supreme deity to assist Obatala with the creation of humanity. She is mainly venerated by women as the giver of life within the Yoruba spirituality. In traditional Yoruba culture, many see Yemaya as the queen of the sea and the most powerful and loved spirit of all. She first appeared in Yoruba land in modern-day Nigeria, where she is known as the Orisha of the Ogun River, a river famous for its water believed to cure infertility. As the metaphysical mother of all living things, Yemaya is frequently portrayed as the wife of various male Orisha and was perceived to be the root of numerous ancient goddesses. Being the Orisha of fertility, she has been likened to amniotic fluid, for she protects her children against the predatory world, a temperamental spirit that can be soothing or unpredictably violent. Yemaya rules over the bodies of water and thus has under her protection whoever work, live or travel around water. She is often depicted as a beautiful, queenly looking mermaid or as a young woman wearing a dress with seven skirts, symbolizing the seven great oceans. Yemaya went by many other names, including Yemoja and Yemanja. The etymology of her name reveals that Yemaya is a contraction of the Yoruba words Iye, meaning mother, Omo, meaning children, and Ija, meaning fish. When put together and translated, roughly means mother whose children are the fish. Because her benevolence and generosity gave her too many devotees, equivalent to the amount of fish in the sea, while indicating the vastness of her motherhood, her fertility, and the authority she has over all living creatures. Originally, Yemaya was a river entity who had nothing to do with the ocean or the seas. However, during the transatlantic slave trade, when her people were enslaved and forced to leave their motherland, she didn't want to give up on them, so she went along and crossed the Atlantic Ocean, becoming the water spirit related to it over time. Her worship spread beyond African borders and was notable in Cuba and Brazil, where she came to be called Yemaya, which is in fact the Spanish variant of the Yoruba Yemoja. Some stories describe Yemaya as the most nurturing Yoruba deity whose motherly presence was crucial for the beginning of all life. Therefore, she is very protective and cared deeply for her children, comforting them in times of sorrow and suffering. Epitomizing such a maternal figure for the Yoruba people, Yemaya is an example to women, especially mothers who closely bond with her in order to heal their infertility problems, fix their emotional wounds, and help with issues related to self-love. She is viewed in a way as the protector of women and children, and as such, Yemaya governs everything pertaining to a mother's relationship to their offspring. She was particularly called upon by women when encountering problems regarding pregnancy, child safety, and parenting. Yemaya was strongly associated with the sea, and just like the sea, she was beautiful and filled with generosity, not a type to easily lose her temper. But if one dared to cross her by disrespecting or hurting one of her children, her anger would know no boundaries. Often wearing blue or white attire, her devotees traditionally visit the Orisha near the ocean. But for those who couldn't make it to the ocean, they would have to build a sanctuary made of shiny objects and salt water in their homes. And if for whatever reason they still cannot get this done, they will have to make their offerings to her fellow water spirit, Oshun, who will receive them on Yemaya's behalf. In this case, however, the devotees have to remember bringing an offering to Oshun as well to avoid her fury. Although she never intended to harm anyone whatsoever, Yemaya has the habit of keeping things she loves close to her and would try taking them into the deep waters, so her worshippers have to be careful when communicating with her near the ocean. We mentioned earlier that Yemaya had a major role in creating the first species on Earth. Being the mother of all, the story says that while she was giving birth, her water broke then spread all over, covering much of land. For many, this was known as the Great Flood. Now flowing from her womb, these sacred waters created all rivers and the seven oceans. According to some account, her first gift to humanity was a seashell that contains a voice so that it could always be heard, given the reason why whenever we go to the beach and hold the seashell to our ears and hear the Pacific sound of the waves, what we seem to hear in reality is the serene voice of Yemaya, the voice of the sea, the voice of the ocean. Yemaya also played an important role in another myth involving her counterpart, Olokun, the Orisha representing the unknown and deep bottom of the seas, while she represents all superficial waters. Olokun was worshipped as the authority ruling over the bodies of water, but well before that he was angry towards mankind because he thought that he wasn't being appreciated and decided to punish him. He began to send gigantic waves of water to lands and people, but Jeremiah, who was against it, was able to pacify Elokun, and as his temper receded, so did the waves, and thus humanity was saved. And for those of you who can't make the difference between the two entities, something I see quite often, we need to mention here that it is Elokun that fulfills the role of the sea spirit in West Africa, while Jeremiah is just a high-ranking river spirit. But in Brazil and Cuba, she is mainly worshipped as a queen or goddess of the ocean. In time, however, the status of these two increased in prominence in the Americas because the enslaved survivors propitiated Elokun to bless their lost kinsmen and petitioned Jeremiah for an alleviation of their suffering. Her omnipresence surrounding the islands and coastal areas of Cuba, Trinidad and Brazil served as a continuous reminder of her ability to comfort and nurture hope. Because of her popularity, she became a threat. So many attempts were conducted to annihilate African traditional practices, but they were met with hostility through the establishment of ethnic social organizations in Brazil and Cuba, as well as through the masquerading of the Orisha with the saints of the Catholic Church. When she started to be syncretized to the Virgin Mary, the devotion to Jeremiah spread in every part of Latin America. Then Cuban immigrants brought her to the US, where her veneration expanded exponentially. No longer a local water spirit, she turned into an internationally goddess whose devotees come from other traditional backgrounds. Jeremiah was a kind and loving deity who always reminds her children that even the worst disaster in life can be endured, only if they have the will to invoke her in times of trouble. During the Middle Passage, she accompanied her people to the Western world, where her veneration took root and flourished. She is among the most beloved and prominent spirits in the Candomblé, Santeria, and other African diasporic traditions. Even up today, Jeremiah continues to rule over her domain with grace, beauty, and maternal wisdom, while remaining an important Orisha in the Yoruba religion. If you made it this far in this video, thanks for watching, and let me know what you think about the Yoruba tradition. And as always, stay curious.